So for Mike Duncan, the head of the Republican National Committee, you might say today is the first day of the rest of his life.
Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule and allowing me to speak with you about the Republican Party. I'm seeking re-election as chairman of the Republican National Committee and wanted to reflect for a few moments on where we are today and share with you my vision of what tomorrow holds for our grand old party.
Well, thank you, Mike. Mike Duncan, of course, the head of the RNC at the Republican National Committee's winter meetings, which begin today. By the end of the week, the RNC will have elected a new chairman. The race for the chairmanship has just started to really heat up. There's no shortage of contenders for the job, including Mike Duncan, who was speaking just there. To break down who might take the lead for the GOP and what it means for the vision and direction of the party is Politico reporter Alex Burns, who joins us from Washington. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So what's at stake here? I mean, on the one sense, this is sort of really inside baseball. I mean, does anybody really think that a new RNC chief, you know, is going to herald some grand new vision for the GOP? Or is this about sort of fighting over the spoils of what's left from a very, very bad outcome in 08?
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit of both there. I think that this election has probably taken on sort of outsized importance in the eyes of a lot of Republicans because it is their first chance to really sort of choose a direction for themselves after that really devastating loss in November. You know, do they want to stick with a chair like Mike Duncan, who is known as a sort of low-profile operations guy, excellent at fundraising, but I think like you heard in that clip you just played, not necessarily a really dynamic and magnetic media personality? Or do you want to maybe go in a new direction with someone like Michael Steele, the former lieutenant governor of Maryland, someone with less organizational experience, but someone who would certainly put a different kind of face on the Republican Party? He is one of the party's few African Americans, and someone who's very comfortable on the airwaves.
And he's not the only African American contender for this position. Talk about Ken Blackwell. Would he be another magnetic character, you know, very much in contrast to Mike Duncan?
I think he would be in some respects. I think something that Ken Blackwell would do for Republicans that Mike Duncan and Michael Steele don't do, and that it really maybe none of the other contenders do. Now, Ken Blackwell is a very strident, hard right conservative in this race, and I think that electing him would really show that the people who are still sort of holding the reins of power in the Republican Party are the very conservative members who have driven it for the last 8 or so years.
He also comes from sort of economic ground zero, Ohio Secretary of State, former Ohio Secretary of State. I mean, he's right in the middle of where Republicans need to gain votes.
That's exactly right. That said, you know, Republicans who are maybe a little resistant to the idea of electing Ken Blackwell point out that he was not so successful at getting votes in Ohio in his last run there when he ran for governor in 2006. He lost by 20-some points. But, of course, that was a bad year for Republicans all across the country.
Alex, given all the people on the list, who do you think is best in a position to really overhaul the Republican Party? We've heard so many people say that what needs to happen. They need to take a look at who they are and what they stand for.
Well, certainly each of the candidates running against Duncan have something to offer in terms of reform. We talked about Steele. We talked about Blackwell. There are also two state party chairs, Katen Dawson, who runs the South Carolina Republican Party, and Saul Anuzis, who runs the party in Michigan. They're both sort of very well-known state leaders who have been fairly successful, Dawson more than Anuzis, at winning races in their home states. They're people who could bring to the chairmanship a certain savoir-faire when it comes to actually dealing with Republican activists out in the field. All that said, when you talk about who's actually best capable of reforming the Republican Party, there's a sort of counterintuitive case you could make that it's Mike Duncan, that this is someone who knows all the people on the inside, and so maybe he's the one who can take the message to them and say, you gotta really perk up here.
Yeah, that would be counterintuitive.
Although that's part of the way the GOP operates. I mean, it's not as though there are big, powerful people moving behind the scenes here. This has to be a consensus that comes from all of the sort of party officials all around the country. It's a very frustrating process, it seems to me.
I think that's right. And, you know, when you look at RNC chairs from the past, folks who have taken over the party and really brought a message of reform, Republicans always talk about Haley Barbour, who took over the committee in 93 when the party was in a similar kind of position that it's in now, just lost the White House, both houses of Congress. And, you know, Barbour was a real Republican insider. He was a Washington lobbyist and political consultant. But because he knew everybody on the committee, he was able to go to them and say, we've got to start doing things differently. You know, Mike Duncan's not the only person in this race who knows everyone on the committee. Certainly Dawson and Anuzis know people very well, and even Steele and Blackwell have gotten to know the committee much better over the course of this campaign. But whoever If the eventual winner does want to change the party and the way it does business, they are going to need to do that on the strength of their personal relationship.
Any chance, Alex, in just a couple seconds before we go, there's a sort of Sarah Palin, nobody ever expected it kind of blow away choice that might come out of this meeting?
I don't think so. In order to be nominated, you need a certain amount of support from a certain number of states, so you really can't sort of dive in at the moment, although there are a lot of Republicans who hope that someone else will emerge.
So probably no surprises, but conceivably a new direction from the GOP winter meetings. Alex Burns, political reporter, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
He's, of course, reporting on, from Politico in Washington, D.C., where he joined us from the Monitor studios. And Femi Okeh has got some headlines.
I certainly do. Good morning. The time is 22 minutes to the top of the hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.